Prophet Isaiah was one of the famous prophets. As we know, he lived 700 years before the coming of Jesus. He played a significant role in the plan of God as he prophesied the coming of the Messiah and brought hope and comfort to the people during a difficult time. Our first reading speaks about liberating hope and confidence that God will free the people of their adversities. The first part of the reading, consists of words of consolation for the people of Zion, who are God's people. They shall weep no more, and the Lord will respond to their cries for help. This is so, even though the Lord may give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction. This is not only for the people of Israel, but for all of us who long for the coming of Jesus and the salvation he brought to us. Prophet Isaiah saw how God works for the well-being of his people, and he is a just God who will give the evildoers the restitution. Isaiah recognized that even though we are sinful who need punishment, God saves us through Jesus Christ, who suffered and died on our behalf to free us from sins. Our gospel speaks a lot of things. Jesus preaching in different locations, asking his disciples to be part of the mission, and pray for more laborers. But I would like to focus on the last part of the gospel. Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. This is the main mission of the disciples of Christ, and now directly to us, our mission too. We are called to be proclaimers and doers for the kingdom of God. How do we do this? First, heal the sick. By our sympathy and support, which can often do more than any medical treatment. Care, pray, and love those who are suffering and sick. Second, raise the dead. Perhaps not literally, but there are many who are intellectually, emotionally, and socially dead. They are physically alive, but they have stopped living meaningful lives. We can help them to find life again. Third, cleanse the lepers. All those people who are on the fringes of society, whom we neglect, ignore, despise, reject, avoid. There are the dropouts, the drug addicts and alcoholics, the HIV/AIDS victims, the homeless, single mothers, sex workers. Let them know they are accepted and loved by God. Fourth, fear, anger, hatred, violence from drugs, alcohol, nicotine, sexual abuse, themselves and others, greed for money. There are so many people who need to hear and to experience the message of Christmas. There are many, alas, for whom Christmas is bad news, a time of misery, depression, and loneliness. My dear brothers and sisters, let us change that. Let us be the message of Advent to our sisters and brothers, the message of hope and consolation, the message of love and compassion, so that they too may experience what Christmas is: salvation, care, mercy, giving, and sharing of oneself for others. If we bring just one person to Christ, angels in heaven will rejoice. This is our mission. Let's do it.